The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus answered the Jews, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work." For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus answered and said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will also do. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out. Those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Our relationship with our parents is always a roller coaster. There are ups and downs. There are peaks and valleys in our relationships with our mom and dad. We think my dad is Superman and my mom is Wonder Woman. And at other times, we can't stand them and wish we did not have parents. And the funny thing is, when we feel one way, we cannot remember ever feeling the other way. In other words, love sometimes makes us forget hate, and hate makes us forget love. Let me give you an example of when we admire and adore our parents. It is summed up in a little poem which goes, "A careful man I want to be. A little fellow follows me. I dare not go astray, for fear he'll go the selfsame way. I cannot once escape his eyes. Whatever he sees me do, he tries. Like me, he says he's going to be, the little chap who follows me. He thinks that I am good and fine, believes in every word of mine. The base in me he must not see, the little fellow who follows me. I must remember as I go through summer's sun and winter's snow, I am building for the years to be, this little chap who follows me." In other words, when we are in preschool and most of elementary school, we feel like that song, Cats in the Cradle, where the little boy said, I'm going to be like you, Dad. I'm going to be just like you. And we love and adore our parents. But then when we get to middle school and high school, all that changes, right? We feel frustrated and angry at times with our parents, and we can't stand them. That is when we are in the valley of our relationships with our parents. And it is well described by Mark Twain, who once said, when I was 17 years old, I couldn't believe how stupid my father was. But then, by the time I became 21, I couldn't believe how much the old man had learned. Now, who is the one who really changed and learned? The father or the son? Obviously, it's the son who grew up. Nonetheless, as teenagers, we still can't stand our parents, and we roll our eyes at dad jokes and think they are so stupid. And what's more, we have forgotten how we used to feel in preschool and in elementary school when we thought my mom and dad hung the moon. Our love for our parents as teenagers has reached its nadir, its lowest point. In the gospel today, Jesus gives us a glimpse into what his relationship is like with his father. He says, for the father loves the son and shows him everything that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these so that you may be amazed. That is, the love between God the Father and God the Son was always at its zenith, at its highest point, and it never dipped down to its nadir, a low point, not even while Jesus was hanging, dying on the cross. Jesus knew that his Father loved him and that he loved his Father. Let me paint a picture of Jesus' relationship with his father, so you know what I'm talking about. One day, Scott Hahn was jogging around his neighborhood, and he saw a man mowing his front yard, and his little toddler son was imitating his dad with his toy mower. But the little boy kept crossing in front of his dad, and the father was getting frustrated. So Scott Hahn decided to make another loop around the neighborhood to see how the father would solve his diminutive dilemma. On the second lap around the block, Hahn saw that the man had now picked up his son and was holding him in his left arm. And with his right arm and his right hand, he was guiding the mower. Meanwhile, the little boy had his two hands on the real mower and a huge smile on his face. Can you guess why the little boy was smiling? The little boy thought he was mowing the yard. And that is how Jesus felt about his father all the time, even on the cross. He said, "The Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing." He was always carried in his father's arms. Boys and girls, our relationship with our moms and dads go through ups and downs, highs and lows, zeniths and nadirs. I go see my parents on every Friday, and I get to take them different places because they don't drive anymore, and I do their grocery shopping for them. My dad is 92 years old, and my mom is, no one knows how old she is, not even AI. But as I carry them around town, I feel like I'm paying them back a little bit for how they carried me around as a baby and as a little boy. At the beginning of our life and at the end of our life, we have to learn the same lesson twice, because we're not very smart and because we forget. And that lesson is that we are the little boy with his hands on the mower, and someone else is really carrying us around, namely God. So when you get frustrated and angry and mad at your parents, try to think of how Jesus loved his father, and try to love your parents like that, even if you feel you are on the cross. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.